mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, now into our number two on this third day of February 2005, Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to take a ton of your calls in this hour and get into the New Republic writer calls for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed. This is on the heels of Tony Blakely saying similar things. It's very dangerous, plus CIA trying to cover up their Nazi protection, Nazi agents brought into this country to set up our modern government, and much more coming up. We'll talk about Social Security and Lord Bush's speech last night, where he also got into the faith-based initiative. Folks, do you know what that is? Federalizing the churches. Hillary's a big fan of it, because she's a good conservative. Being a communist is basically being a conservative today, so I guess I'm not a very good conservative. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Richard in New Mexico. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. He was talking about the voluntary Social Security private savings accounts, but wasn't the federal income tax initially voluntary?
It certainly was, and the 16th Amendment also was similarly involved in all of this, and this is what they're doing to us, and the age of taxation has just begun.
They're twisting the linguistics, so, but, you know, I haven't heard anybody say anything about this making corporations not liable for, was it neglect?
Well, 2 years ago, Bush came out with this initiative and then had the federal rules changed. I believe they call them cash balance accounts. And what they're saying is that corporations... They changed the rules where corporations own the pension fund, and they pay you your pension at their pleasure. And so they changed the rules, cash balance accounts, so they could take your pension fund. And since then, we've seen systematic looting begin, but they're just preparing for the full blow.
Yeah. But I had a really vivid dream last night that gas had overnight jumped to $4.44 a gallon. Extremely vivid dream, and many of the stations were dismantled, for what it's worth.
Really? You had a dream where that happened? Well, I hope that dream doesn't come true.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, they've been paying $5, $6, $7, $8, depending where you are in Europe. I mean, obviously converted under their currencies, but the equivalent of that for 10, 15 years. I mean, and now they're going to scam us here. We got plenty of oil, but they're not going to let the people know that, I guess. So let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Leslie in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to make a few brief comments on Social Security. It wasn't until 1965 that the Johnson administration, during the Vietnam War, that Congress allowed Social Security funds to fund the general debt. And it wasn't until the late 1990s Newt led the so-called Republican Revolution demanding that they stop this obscene confiscation of funding the general debt with these funds. Well, the general debt was, this practice only stopped for 2 years in the late 1990s, and then we go back to it again in 2000. Now, during Bush's inaugural speech, he was demanding that we have accountability in regards to the financial records, and I just strongly suggest that Congress just get their hands out of Social Security, for starters, because they have been using these funds to get reelected term after term, promoting their pet projects. Now, Bush wants reform.
Tell you what, you're making great points, Leslie. Just stay there. I'll come back to you and Don, Dave, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. The website's prisonplanet.tv. Keep it locked in. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Try Verbal Advantage now. That ad was playing back during the break, and I was imitating it, and the fellow running the show said, oh, I like that voice. You ought to do the radio show in that voice. So, in the interest of humor, I'm now going to do the rest of the broadcast today in that voice. Just like Bush puts on a fake Texas accent, I will put it on a fake Atlantic accent, which is Bush's true accent, and I will talk like that. So now, let us go back to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, please complete what you were saying so eloquently about the Social Security Trust Fund and how the hell-mill raiding of it began in 1965 by Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Oh, yes. We continued this practice for 40 years, and Newt led the so-called Republican Revolution, and the platform was to get the Social Security to stop funding the general debt. But Congress, we only did this for approximately 2 years in the late 90s. I believe it was 98 and 99 where they stopped this obscene practice. And however, in 2000, we went back to it. But what is so interesting is that now President Bush gave his inaugural speech demanding accountability in regards to financial records. It's very simple. It's just that We need to hold Congress accountable to get their hands out of Social Security because it's been funding their little pet projects to get reelected term after term. And if you want reform, let's just start with the basics.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. But, look, it's out of the frying pan into the oven because, you know, I don't trust these private companies either. They need to just stop the practice, stop Social Security, be honest about the fact, you know, pay out people above a certain age, and then, but again, they don't want to do that. They want you dependent on the government, and the government telling you, you will give us your money, and you will invest it where we say. All of this brings strings attached. It's like Bush comes out with faith-based initiative, and a lot of so-called conservatives go, great, it's time to get churches involved in our communities. Folks, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment or of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The Bill of Rights starts with those words. Why do you think Chuckie Schumer and Hillary Clinton and Dick Gephardt are running around pushing the faith-based initiative now? I told you last year when they were saying they were against it, that was just rhetoric. They're for it. This is going to federalize the churches with upwards of $9 billion a year to start. And Bush talked about that in his speech last night. This will bring federal control into the churches. And if you take one dime of federal money, which you know, if your denomination takes it, and you are an official part of that denomination, then you'll be under those guidelines. And you'll have to hire people at your church that are from different religions, that have different tenets. And so this is now getting into private associations, private groups. And they're going to have the churches, quote, involved in all the social welfare net, you know, as basically bureaucrats, as CPS workers, at every level of the social worker net, following those guidelines. It's the same thing. People go, well, Alex, aren't you for school vouchers? No, I'm not for what the government's pushing. What the Republican Party's pushing is federal control into the private schools and homeschools, and you know, saying, "Oh well, you don't, you know, have to pay your taxes, or you pay us and we send you a voucher back, but now you're under our regulatory control." No, just if somebody's child isn't in the public schools and they want to send them somewhere else, they should not have to pay that percentage of the property tax that goes to the schools. And they go, "But that'll hurt our public schools." The public schools are bloated, have plenty of funding. They're designed to dumb the children down. Get your children out of them. Again, they get us tied into these government programs, and nothing good comes out of it. Oh, it's just incredible. It's about getting us dependent. Oh, wait a minute. I got out of my Atlantic accent. See, I need to move to Kennebunkport, Maine, and act like one of them. See, just like Bush came to Texas and acts like one of us. So let me get back into the real Bush dialect. All right, let's now go ahead and speak to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, good to have you on with us today.
Hi, Alex. That's a bad accent. Anyways, I'm just curious. I got a thing here from Social Security on how to sign up. If you ever read one of their forms, which you can go to a local Social Security office, and remember, I didn't do this. If you read in there, they do not, and I repeat, do not accept a birth certificate as proof of who you are. They accept anything else but that. Now, the other thing is, as the other woman was saying, Social Security is now part of the national debt. So whenever we actually go bankrupt as a company or as a country, you turn right around and you lose everything. And I personally haven't paid into the system for about 10 darn years. And I ain't going to brag, but I'm very not well off, but I could, sustain quite a heck of a blow and still be happy with what is.
Well, they've done the math. If somebody took, say, 5% of their monthly income, put it into an account yielding 5%, you know, conservative fund, over 30 years, you're going to have, you know, just with an average income, millions of dollars. Instead of Social Security, you get a pittance.
Well, the Social Security, I called them up here as of, they said, well, I'm ineligible to receive it, so I don't want it. But our problem is, now you go to an employer that says, well, you have to have it. No, you don't.
Imagine if the Founding Fathers saw a country where the government pays people a check. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, you know, the thing is, no one has ever heard, and I don't know if I can ever find a ruling, and maybe you could help me here or maybe not, but there was a ruling on a guy who sued Wendy's, got $500,000 because he didn't have a number. I know that it happened about 4 years ago, but I'll be darned if I can find her, or that's hearsay, if you will.
What? I mean, you're saying that because they didn't give him a Social Security number?
That's
or because
correct.
They took withholding?
He went up to Wendy's, and Wendy said, well, because you don't have a Social Security number, that is illegal, and we're going to fire you. Well,
oh, exactly. No, it's the 1986 Privacy Act, which is not enforced. It's illegal for them to demand that, but everybody does it. Thanks for the call.
All right.
In fact, from 86 until the late 90s, all Social Security cards said not to be used as a personal identification number, only for the administration of your Social Security account. That's paraphrasing, but pull it out of your wallet, it'll say that. Doesn't say that anymore. And of course, they promised everybody before that when they gave us Social Security, oh, this will never be used as a personal ID number. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I guess I'm going to get a little bit off the subject here.
Hey, whatever subject you want to talk about.
Well, the good old FDA, you know, their rigid standards, they just approved the good old vagus nerve stimulator for depression. So we can all be happy now.
Oh, they just approved the microchip system into your brain through your nerves?
Yeah, and it hooks up to your neck and goes right to your brain. So
well, that's freedom. And again, the government has already ordered hundreds of thousands of people and children on drugs. And under new freedom, they're going to do it even more. And so I guess they'll order a vagus nerve stimulator into your brain. And I've got the articles where all over the country, state troopers are now jamming needles into people on the side of the road to check for drugs.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Another Texas company going crazy.
They're approving all sorts of goodies. And, hey, you know, we order you to take the chip. What's wrong with that?
Yep, good old implants. Well, that's all I got. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. Sounds like freedom to me. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Michigan. Roy, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the other day, the Joyce Riley show, she was saying that that there was a directive that came from the Homeland Security from Tommy Thompson before he left office that put us into a state of emergency, and that using that state of emergency, he's ordering the inoculation of Amtrak vaccination to those between the ages of 18 and 65. Now, I've tried like heck to try to verify that, and I thought maybe something of that magnitude you may have heard.
No, I hadn't heard that, but a lot of times different federal agencies declare emergencies continually. Every year, I even saw it once live on C-SPAN, a message from the president. And then they go, we are declaring another emergency for the next year. And that way they can claim they can get around the Constitution, because they're all a bunch of lawyers and they're sticklers for what they do. And I know under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, passed federally, because they couldn't get the states, all the states to pass it, so they put it in page 76 of the Homeland Security Bill 2.5 years ago when it passed and that new department got funding. Now to have Michael Chertoff heading it up, that the forced inoculation has been passed. Again, it doesn't mean it's lawful or legal or you have to follow it. You know, I mean, if the government passed a law that we all have to slit our throats, you know, it's a bogus law, folks. That is certainly there. And the executive orders, you know, for some reason they keep reissuing executive orders every few years. They had executive orders about taking all your property, taking your kids, putting you in FEMA camps, using you for slave labor in the 60s. And they reissue them in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and in the 2000s. So they just keep reissuing the same stuff over and over again. So, yeah, I'm familiar with stuff like that. I don't know about some new issuance of it, but I don't doubt it.
I know, but if it is true that there's one way that you could change the mind of a fascist, and that is let him know he's threatened with his own fascism. But this whole thing is all being brought about by the religious people, if you have not caught on. It's the religious republic, it's the Democrats, and Buddhists, and the Pentecostals, and you name it, religious. And what they have done is they have perverted the whole thing.
Stay there.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300. A 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro. A 24% decrease in spending power against a gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s. A 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
More so-called Republican leaders are saying they want to kill, machine gun, execute, enslave, put in forced labor camps anyone that disagrees with the government. I mean, every week now another neocon leader comes out and says this. These people are trying to warp our minds. That's coming up. A bunch of other news. Continuing with your calls, I want to go quickly to these calls because I want to get everybody in, give everybody a chance to talk. Just real fast, Roy, in a nutshell, what you're saying about these, quote, religious groups helping bring all this along.
Well, it's obvious that the religious Republicans, Democrats, Pentecostals, you name it, religious, but this is what Christ said. He said, you have to commit that if you do these two, you have done them all. That is to love God above all. It's to love your neighbor. That's everyone, including your enemy. Love your enemy more than those that love you. And then we have to do what those religious guys could never do, and that's stand before God uncondemned. Because every time we condemn ourselves or anyone else, we're calling Christ a liar.
We're all right, thanks. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Roy. I mean, I wouldn't say the religious are the problem in America. I would say the problem is people being ill-informed and, you know, not having any idea what America is all about and being dumbed down. And certainly a lot of these so-called Christians out there aren't Christians at all and, you know, think George Bush is this great Christian. I mean, it's mainly a bunch of gullible people who just want to think everything's okay. And, man, America's number one, and we're in the right, and we haven't done anything wrong. And it's like a phony patriotism. I mean, Schwarzenegger in his State of the Union speech, or in his convention speech, State of the Union speech is coming up for him, I'm sure, you know, said, I wrap myself in the American flag. I physically wrap it around me, you know, these images. It's just lies. I mean, it's just sappy, you know, lowest common denominator propaganda. And that's what they do. I mean, they got top psychologists, top experts writing these speeches, and people just sit there going, boy, that was a good line. Man, these people are great speakers. It's all crafted. You've got corrupt, out-of-control people running things. We're losing our freedoms, and we better wake up to it. I mean, that's what's really happening. But no, the establishment says, everything's fine, go back to sleep. Well, we can't do that. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Well, Alex, how are you doing? Happy New Year. It's the first time I called in since the new year. The last stuff I'd like to talk about, but I know the time is short, so I just hit on one thing really quick. Have you heard of this group called the Mujahideen El-Khalik? It's Colin Powell gave a verification of, quote-unquote, verification of their intelligence about Iran, and we have our special forces are working with them right now in Iran. Have you heard of that group?
Well, yeah, there's paid-off groups that work for the State Department, the Pentagon, and the CIA,
right,
telling them whatever intelligence they want on weapons of mass destruction in Iran.
Right. I looked up this group. I found something at the Council of Foreign Relations website. This group was formed in the 1970s. They're a Marxist-Islamic group. They have been implicated in the 1970s for killing U.S. military personnel and civilians. And they
yeah, I'm familiar with the group. I'm glad you raised this. Yeah, no, they just, look, they'll go hire any group of criminals to then just say whatever they want on paper. Oh, you know, Niger's giving uranium to Saddam, you know, aluminum tubes. Why, we know right where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're right here in Tikrit. It's just more lies for old.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a war on terrorism, not a war with terrorists. I mean, it's ridiculous. And something
well,
else.
Well, I mean, sir, the Republicans' own Senate report in 99 admits Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs.
Yeah.
I mean, they work for the globalists.
Right. And they something else in the same paper was saying that President Bush actually signed a treaty with this organization. So it was the first time any president has signed a treaty with a terrorist organization.
Yeah, he recognizes them. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Glad you called. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next? Suzette in Texas. Go ahead, Suzette.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
Go ahead.
Back to the Social Security, I wanted to tell you about a pamphlet I read from LaRouche. Okay, I'm not real familiar with him, but it was very interesting. He says that George Shultz is trying to model this after Pinochet's pension plan in Chile.
Oh, they admit, yeah, it's the Chilean plan.
Yeah, and basically our employers will not be paying anything. We'll be paying all of it. It will still be mandatory, and there'll be like four different companies that we can invest with, and they're, you know, they're big people like Citibank and
this is what's happening.
Criminal.
The global corporations of the top 100 economies, 44 of them are corporations, and they're bigger than governments, so now they're just taking over what the government does, but it's not free market. It's an oligopoly or a quasi-monopoly.
Right, but they're selling...
Tell you what, stay there. You're absolutely on target. You're absolutely just over the target. You're nail on the head, all of that. Pinochet, he's a nice person. They've been telling us for a decade how great his economic plan is. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Suzette in Texas was talking about how it's the Pinochet model being modeled and pushed by George Shultz, top globalist. I call him Super Gopher. He works directly for the elite families. He's always behind, he's behind getting George Bush into office. He's behind Arnold. He literally lives there at the Capitol most of the time, literally staying at the Capitol in Sacramento, sneaking around, pushing all this. And so, yeah, what they do is they let the government loot it, and now they're going to let the corporations loot it.
Right.
And, you know, this is not a choice at all. And I think they're going to give us, like, three different choices of different forms of investment and then have licensed holding companies that has to go through that then license which mutual fund is allowed to be purchased by you. So you'll be given kind of a menu of it, which then gets the government into control of investing to a greater degree.
Yeah.
And you were bringing this up. You had some more comments?
Not really. I just wanted everybody to know that it's not really going to be private. You're not going to have any control. You know, really the solution is just to get rid of it, except for, you know, then we have all these people that have paid into it for years and do deserve something. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Good to hear from you. I mean, look, they can right now just cut Social Security off at a certain age, They're already raising the age of it when you get it. And they admit it's going to be bankrupt, but if they stop it now and just tell people keep their own money, but that's not going to happen, folks. So don't worry. You can all feel good and think you're conservative and go along with the plan, and then a few decades down the road, you'll remember that you were ripped off. It's just going from bad to worse is what's happening. But, I mean, what do you expect with these crooks? Of course they were going to raid the Social Security Trust Fund, and they've done it. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Sorry to be on such a Tavistock kick lately, but tonight I'm going to attend and lecture by a man named Neil Gershenfeld. Have you heard of him?
Vaguely.
He's the director of MIT's Center for Bits and Atom. And guess what the name of his thing is? Fabricating the Future, talking about combining the digital world with the physical world. And MIT is totally connected to Tavistock.
Well, yeah, and they develop the face scanning cameras, the license plate scanning systems, the whole control grid, and the meshing of society into this cashless society system, and they're also involved in perfecting propaganda. I was aware of that. Yeah, MIT, something else. MIT invented the RFID chip.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, all the cryptic little clues that might be in his speech. That's where I'm going tonight to look forward to it. And yesterday you were talking, too, about something where Roosevelt, didn't that, where they turned over the sovereignty to England or for court purposes?
Must have been listening to a different show.
Oh, no, that was you with Dr. Cuddy. And you mentioned that, like, in 1947, we were talking about when all the Tavistock. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have. But the MIT.
Okay,
well,
thank you for the call.
What
we were talking about was how England, the Tavistock Institute, did mesh with and advise different federal departments on psychology and propaganda. I just misunderstood what you were saying. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, go ahead.
Well, I guess, you know, after hearing the speech last night, I mean, happy days are here again, and I'm not talking about the TV reunion show tonight. You know, I mean, everything was just like rosy in America, you know, and all the diehard Republicans ate it up through their rose-colored glasses, I'm sure, you know, when we're glowing and gushing over every word.
That's what happened, yeah.
Yeah, it just turns my stomach.
All right, anything else?
The colonial slogan in the revolution was resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, you know, and it's not just awareness of what they're doing, it's resistance to it, you know, and a lot of people are aware of what's going on and awake about it, but they're not resisting it. As they founding fathers showed us by example, you know, we're going along with a lot of things that we shouldn't, you know, and that's where we separate ourselves from them, you know. We sit there and pay lip service to them, but we don't follow their example, you know. We just stop going along with and obeying a lot of this stuff. Let's stop sending in our income tax, you know. They didn't pay all those taxes that the British Crown put on them.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Take care. I'm going to take one more call and get into the news for the balance of the hour. Then I'll come back in the next hour, continue with your phone calls. We'll talk to Keith here in a second. But that's an interesting point that he raises. I've used the example of the government passed a law that we all have to report to crematoriums. We have a right and a duty to resist it. If the government passes a law that we have to throw our children off cliffs, once a year, like the Aztecs did. We don't have to follow it. If the government, you know, my overused example, comes back and the Supreme Court says black people aren't human beings, as they've said before, you know, we don't have to follow that. It's just not true. And so the Supreme Court can say there's no Fourth Amendment, no probable cause needed to set up checkpoints with drug dogs, or no Fourth Amendment needed for them to take your blood on the side of the road. We have to resist that. That's totally unconstitutional. It's a fraud. The question is, how do we resist it? Do we educate? Do we get state laws passed? Do we sue public officials, authorities? How do we handle this? I mean, we've slid so far into tyranny that it's hard for people to even recognize it when it's looking them in the eyes. So you're right. I mean, we're in deep trouble. And then we've gotten into this mode of just submitting to whatever, you know, new thing comes down the road. As they implement the new Freedom Initiative in 10 states, it's going to go into all 50, for psychological testing of every child in America, even of your homeschool or public school. I mean, are you really going to just let them take your children and let a psychologist paid for with federal money, with a handbook written by Eli Lilly, then assess that your child's mentally ill and then prescribe the drugs on the spot and threaten to take them if you don't put them on drugs? And their own documents brag that it's all about money and that they're going to put half the kids on it. I mean, half of you out there, if they're able to implement this, are going to have your children on drugs. You're just going to go quietly into the night? I mean, imagine reading a history book. Hitler made half the Germans take drugs. You'd go, man, that was tyranny. But here in America, it's just, well, you know, I mean, and see, Bush is good, and Bill Clinton, all of them are good at getting up there and making you feel like you're part of something. And, oh, you know, you're part of the system, and everything's great, and we're with you, and we're all one big happy family. It's just sick psychology, but a lot of weak-minded people want to believe that everything's okay, want to just think they're part of the system, reflected glory, and want to deny all this. And so, okay, just keep denying it. Keep denying that national ID cards are now being put into place. Keep denying that all this is happening. I mean, it's just so sad to watch this happen. Keith in Louisiana. Keith, go ahead.
Yes. How are you doing today, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
This isn't what y'all been talking about, but about 3 weeks ago, y'all were talking about movies and how they represent certain things in regards to what's happening now.
Yeah, they throw a lot of what they're going to do to us in our face with films.
Three of them I'd like to mention to you. One of them's a really old movie. It's probably a little over 60 years old. It's a Humphrey Bogart movie named The Black Legion. And it deals with the subject matter of immigrants taking American jobs. Of course, Humphrey was made out to be the bad guy because he was American and got displaced. it's an interesting movie you ought to check out. Another one is rather innocuous movie. You know, remember Mars Attacks back in 96?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It had some things in it that ought to be taken note of. Of course, it's an alien agenda type movie. Number two, when Jack Nicholson, playing the president, is killed by the little alien leader.
The flag is a pyramid with an all-seeing eye.
Oh, you did notice this. I didn't hear every show during that time period when you talked about that. I was wondering if anyone mentioned it. But did anyone bring up the fact that after the aliens were defeated and the president's daughter was reuniting the country, they had a mariachi band playing the Star-Spangled Banner?
Yes.
That was pretty odd, too. But there's a recent movie that I really want to mention that brings out something that people ought to really take heart in. Cold Mountain. A movie based on during the time of the Civil War.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You need to check it out because...
I bought it. I was in a grocery store and did an impulse buy. I haven't had time to watch it.
Well, of course, the women were left behind by the Confederate soldiers when they went to fight the war. But, you know, they left in place a thing called the Home Guard, you know, the older men that couldn't go fight. And it shows the tyranny of the Home Guard, which is very reminiscent of the home security deal that's going on right now. And people ought to see, you know, the tyranny that the people lived under that system.
Hey, buddy, in Teague, Texas, and outside Fairfield, Texas, we've got tombstones at family cemeteries, you know, killed by Northern soldiers during Reconstruction. I mean, they'd come in, burn the hotel down, rape everybody. I mean, it was hell on earth. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's... And then guerrilla forces were formed, and they were driven out. And we even drove out two different governors. Right here in Waterloo, you know it as Austin, Texas. All right, let me... It was Austin by then. I just like to use the old name Waterloo. Let me try to go back here now. Since you bring up movies, you know, the type of movies I'm talking about, I know quite a few Hollywood people, and they're not all bad. Jerry Bruckheimer is actually a government agent, but a lot of them aren't bad. And actually, you see this stuff in movies, they're trying to warn you. I've talked to them. And that's why you'll see movies like The Long Kiss Goodnight, where the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center for martial law and to get funding. Or that's why, now they believe that the CIA planted on Chris Carter and others that Lone Gunman episode. I've interviewed the star of the show here on the air. That's what the writers told them. We think the CIA may have, they said, planted that story of a hijacked jet being flown into the Pentagon I mean, in the World Trade Center for martial law, they said, we don't know if they planted it to try to warn people or if they planted it to condition. But, you know, they said it was planted. And that's all Dean Haglund would say. That interview's at PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way, the audio and the video of that interview, both on radio and for TV. But there are just countless films like that. And so, I mean, this is really what they're doing. It's that Robert Duvall movie, Handmaiden's Daughter, Handmaiden's Tale. You ought to rent that and watch it. And the news is an all-seeing eye spinning, you know, as the bug or the icon. And they wear black uniforms. And they're, quote, Christian conservatives, but they're really not. They're basically like devil worshipers. And they're all, you know, doing drugs and all got all these mistresses. And then they're on TV going, we're moral, we're moral. And, you know, it's really throwing it in your face because that's basically what we're getting now. So there's a lot of those films out there. Okay, let me cover some news, and then we'll get into the next hour and take your calls again at 1-800-259-9231. Lawmaker, Ukraine sold Iran-China nukes. Kiev, Ukraine, a senior lawmaker on Wednesday called for Ukraine's prosecutor general to investigate alleged sales of nuclear-capable cruise missiles to Iran and China in violation of international non-proliferation treaties. The appeal by Kirilhori Omelchenko follows allegations he made in a letter to the new president, Viktor Yushchenko. He is a parliamentary member allied with Prime Minister-designate Yuli Tymoshenko and is a reserve colonel in Ukraine's intelligence service. I'll get more into this in the next hour. I guess I'll cover this after the break. New Republic writer calls for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed, lined up and shot. They're not joking. This is all being done on purpose. And then drivers may have to give fingerprints in the final states that are now putting this in. Utah troopers learn to draw blood from suspects on the side of the road, supermarket, let your fingers do the paying. I want to go over all this, first, this article right here out of WorldNet Daily, Gates, Buffett, China, run from dollar. So Gates and Buffett and China are running from the dollar. Expert sees development as sharp warning to Americans. Decisions by the world's two wealthiest men to bet on a further weakening of the U.S. dollar, coupled with China's lack of confidence in America's currency, should grab the attention of every working person, says Craig Smith. Well, so what? I mean, Bush says a weak dollar is good, and you know, China's our buddy, and this trade deals with China's been milk and honey, folks, so I'm sure everything will be fine. He said everything was fine last night, didn't he? Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates is following the example of Berkshire Hathaway Chairman Warren Buffett, who made a pre-tax gain of $412 million in the fourth quarter of 2004 by buying foreign currencies. Of course, I told you to do that 3 years ago, but I don't listen to me. It's not hard to do this. They just tell you one thing and do another. Remember, investing in Ron, it's great. You know, CNN and Fox. I was just going, man, get out of there. Get out.
Shut up. I'm doing quite well.
Citing widening U.S. trade and budget deficits and the federal debt of $7.62 trillion. Yeah, $2.4 missing from the Pentagon now. $2.4 trillion. Gates said in a TV interview at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland last week that he expects the dollar to extend its three-year decline. Well, yeah, they called 4 years ago in Davos, 3.5 years ago, to plunge the dollar. I mean, I watched them on C-SPAN say they're going to tank it to build the euro. And, again, people don't want to listen. Okay, don't listen to me. I mean, they say world government. They say they're going to take your rights. They say they're going to do it. But meanwhile, their minions here keep you all in line, telling you everything's okay. So we'll get more into this as well. After the break, though, I want to get into this call to kill anybody that disagrees with the government. Before I do that, just briefly here, please take advantage of the specials I'm still offering on my films and books and materials we carry. Please, it also supports the broadcast and makes what we do possible. Get my videos. Make copies of them. It's having an effect. It's waking people up. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th, The Truth. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get America Destroyed by Design, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or the other videos I carry. They're so important. Go to Infowars.com. go to the secure, safe shopping cart, look at all the titles, read about the films, watch clips of the videos. There's just too much to describe. You need to go look at them. You know, watch clips and then decide if you want to order them. Take advantage of these specials. Call toll-free. They can answer your questions. Call them. Ask about the different titles, the different films, the different specials. Give them a call right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001-3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of you that have gotten the films. I want to thank those of you that have made copies and put them on Access TV and gotten them out to opinion makers. You've had a huge effect. I do interviews every day, and on almost every show I'm on, people call in and say, I've seen your films. I've seen them on local cable. We showed them at my church. My neighbor gave me a copy. You have had such an incredible effect. God bless you. Don't forget, you could give us a gift, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships for $5.95 to friends and family as well. So that's there to help spread the truth. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I won't back down. I can't back down. When you, if you put all the crimes of the New World Order end to end, let's say each one was about an inch long, it'd probably go around the planet several times. I mean, so many crimes, so many evil things, so many unbelievable things that are admitted, that aren't debatable. But still, we trust this government. And earlier I was trying to get into the analogy of, you had a neighbor who you'd caught stealing from you, lying to you hundreds of times, you know, would you still be friends with them? Would you still let them in your house? Would you give them the keys to your home when you went out of town to house sit? Well, it's like that with this government. I mean, it's because they got slick packaging and know how to say the right thing to make us feel like they're our friends. Look at the evidence. But I guess you just don't want to believe you've been taken for a ride. Oh, okay, then just don't believe it. Just don't believe me either. But there is this really scary trend, and this is on PrisonPlanet.com, by the Michael Wieners and the Tony Blakeleys and the Ann Coulters and even the Deputy Attorney General of California, Democrat, you know, oh, we may arrest protesters because protesting the war aids terrorists. I'll never forget that 2 years ago in the on the eve of the Gulf War, the new Gulf War, Mr. Calhoun, the Deputy Attorney General of California, said that. You know, they're all in it together. And, you know, the left loved under Bill Clinton going out and breaking abortion protesters' arms. I got video of that. I'm going to be airing that next week on TV. You know, they loved it, and the left just loved it. Oh, yeah, take their rights. Now you're losing your rights. You don't like it. But now the New Republic, you know, big magazine, big publication, just comes out and page after page describing how they want to kill the peace activist. And they mention how, you know, he went to a socialist meeting and watched him and how he wants to kill him. You know, I don't agree with the socialists. I mean, they've got a false solution. This is the false left-right paradigm. The globalists fund the socialist groups, and they all call for the war being wrong and say all these reasonable things, and good people then go and join them. And the globalists control that part of the paradigm as well. It's the socialist job to consolidate the people's wealth into government coffers so it can then be transferred to the criminal corporations that are not free market. New Republic writer calls for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed. And it gets into the quotes. They're just mind-boggling. You can link through and actually read the article. The words libelous and the New Republic have a proud history of walking arm-in-arm. Now in the esteemed tradition of former TNR writer who peddled fiction as fact, Stephen Glass, the New Republic, has stooped to a new low, publishing a piece that calls for violence, torture, and even death for leading leftists who dare oppose the Bush's war on terror and the slaughter in Iraq. Author Tom Frank, clearly from the Glass School of Journalism, the New Republic, has made famous describing sitting in on an anti-war panel sponsored by the International Socialist Organization, the Washington Peace Center, the D.C. Anti-War Network, and other groups. After having heard the 100-plus attendees cheer statements like money for jobs, education, not for war and occupation, Frank became so riled up, he unloaded a deranged harangue about the suffering he would like to rain upon the people during the organize against the war. After Stan Goff, former Delta Forces soldier and current organizer for military families speak out, express sentiments like, we ain't never resolved nothing through an election, Frank's jag began. Clearly, to do himself, Frank started to fantasize about a Teutonic strongman who could shut Goff up. And then he goes on. Frank writes, what I need was a Republican like Arnold Schwarzenegger who would walk up to Goff and punch him in the face. And so it starts there, and then he starts saying, line him up, machine gun him, it's time to kill him. And again, Tony Blakely, one of the editors of the Washington Times, called for killing, he said, seize him and execute him, and gave U.S. code for it in the Washington Times. I mean, this is being said everywhere. I've had people come up and tell me I should be killed. We'll be right back.